just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips are sweet.
Oh my god, I'm a rookie. That's my bad.
Oh my,
I didn't have the mics on.
You're a freshman.
Well, anyway, this is the A3 podcast.
You got a freshman in here.
We got a freshman on the aux. Oh my god. Put on.
I think we're done.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I think we're
soundtrack.
Done.
What? I like this song.
No, I think we're done because you messed up.
No.
The podcast is over.
Nope. We're pushing through at this point.
We're doing great today. Through.
So, what's going on? What are we doing?
We're watching basketball. It's going to be basketball, all basketball for
basketball,
a while.
Basketball, March Madness season right now?
It's gambling season.
It's gambling what? Season?
Yeah, I just like the competition. And, like, I'm not a fan of any team. I just like to, you know.
Last year I got to go see some of the games at
they
PPG.
Were at, yeah, they were PPG, yeah.
I got to see, like, Alabama, Villanova, which was, like, really good. So that was fun.
Nutty.
Are any of the games at PPG this year?
I don't think so, no.
I haven't heard of anything, so probably not. It probably would have been advertising everywhere. You know, trying to get the word out, trying to get people in the city to spend money and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I don't think they're here. I don't know. I haven't seen anything or heard anything, so.
Oh.
Women made the women's tournament.
Ooh.
When's their game against Louisville?
We're being completely honest. I have no idea.
Neither do I.
But I'll look.
Probably next week.
We got an email about it.
We're making a film on them though right now. It's looking pretty good.
Is it good?
I think right now we're in like the stage of like preparing like how we want to tell the story and everything. Yeah. So, but we were looking over the clips last night and we got some nice shots.
They play tomorrow at noon. ESPN2. Ooh.
Tomorrow at noon.
ESPN2.
Yes.
Well, we'll have to tune in for that.
I won't be on this ESPN. I watched some of the game yesterday of the St. Francis, and I saw myself on it. It was pretty
See?
Like, oh, my God.
There it is.
I was like, yo.
There was one point you had, like, a candid. It was just, like, you in the picture, and that was
it.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, but, they'll be on tomorrow at noon. I think Louisville is, like, the favorite matchup for them because, like, all the other ones, I mean, they're still, like,
if we're being completely honest,
the spread is, like, something 45, under 45 for them.
Wait, what?
Right, Ev?
I wouldn't be surprised if it was like 45.
I think someone told me that yesterday. But I'd rather go against Louisville than like UConn or like, I don't know.
It's better than...
I think it's cool that we got to the tournament and stuff, so...
Good for them. We're still waiting on the men to get there, but...
I know. I would love to see them go like once by the time I graduate, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
It's a lot to hope for, but, you know... We're having fun. Fun story. Me and Ev went to Sheets Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Is that Tuesday?
Yeah.
And we've been to Sheets a lot.
You went to Sheets yesterday?
Yesterday and the day before.
Oh, my God. Yesterday I had Taco Bell.
I had a quesarito last night.
Oh, my God. How was it?
It was just cheese on cheese. That's all it was.
Yeah, I was feeling really bad about getting Sheets, and then we go, and Matt McConnell's there. So I was like, the D1 athlete.
It was like midnight, and he was there. I was like,
it was after their game too. I think they had a game that night.
Yeah, that was
he's post game.
It was earlier that day. It was the Cornell one.
Yep, that they won. Like, so that's pretty cool. They'll be advancing. Yesterday was the first day of spring, so me and Jocelyn went to Rita's.
I saw the line for that.
Yeah. Oh my god!
No thanks.
I didn't really want to either, but I was like, you know what? We made the trip.
You're there now. Might as well.
We stood out there. It was kind of cold. Parking sucked. But
I'd rather just pay for it at that point.
I got like a cookie dough ice or something like that with like a vanilla custard. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. There was like chunks of cookie dough in it.
I've been eating so much recently.
Yeah.
I made chicken fried rice last night all by myself.
Well, was it good?
I microwaved the rice and vegetables and stuff, but it was really good.
Was it good?
I'm proud of myself. That was the first like actual meal I've kind of prepared like all year. It wasn't like completely microwavable or Chef Boyardee, so I was proud of myself. Humble brag.
What?
What have you been whipping up in the kitchen?
Last night I made beef stroganoff and mashed potatoes.
Hamburger helper.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Hamburger helper is so good. That's what I'm having tomorrow night for dinner. I think I'm going to Chipotle tonight.
Chipotle is so good. I might be going to Beto.
Come on. I'm just going to say
that. We'll go like on Saturday or something, maybe.
I want to go tonight.
I'm down. I mean, I'm probably going after the show tonight, but I'm going to kill some Asian zing and honey barbecue.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go for a medium today. I'm going to go. I'm going to leave. I'm going to see Kat. I'm going to see Kat.
She's there or not. She's there when we go. I'm not staying.
What? She's like, you the one who left the my $3 tip and expected something?
Yes.
She never added you on Snapchat, did she?
No, she didn't.
No, that's all
right. I hate to see it.
Even with a $10 tip, I wouldn't have done it.
What? If you wouldn't have left
If $10? I was her and I left a $10 tip, I still wouldn't take it.
Why not?
No.
I would have been like, God, look at that man.
Imagine the size of his wallet. $10 tip? Yeah. No.
And that was the rest of my wallet. So it's small now.
Hate to see it.
But then, we got the ice and then we went straight to Taco Bell. I rolled it back.
What's going on this weekend other than apparently B-dubs?
I don't know. The usual?
Nothing. Yeah.
I was supposed to go to IU Patty's, but no one ended up going, and I was going to drive out there alone. I was going to carpool with Trev or someone.
Is Trev going? Trev always says he's going, but then last second,
Trev,
I'm not going anymore.
Trev is not going because he was talking to me this morning about it. Apparently the fraternity party that he was planning on going to, they have wristbands to get in. You have to buy wristbands ahead of time.
We should get wristbands for
heard about that.
Coming up with our place.
It wasn't that one, obviously, but there was one last year did that too.
What?
One of my friends said.
That's a bit official.
I think it's because they're getting a lot more people from the outside in now, and they're just being, I don't know, safe.
No way.
Whatever.
You think so?
I think there might have been, there's been some issues on their campus recently, I think, of fraternities getting in trouble. So it's they're being more careful. I know. I don't know. So that's what friends who go there.
I'd be down,
me.
Honestly, if we're being completely honest. But
if we're being
I don't want to invite
completely
myself.
Honest.
I'd be down.
I already told my buddy I wasn't going to go. Maybe
let's have our own
sometime
St.
here.
St. Patty's. We should do something.
Like what?
I don't know.
It's going to be cold this
I
weekend.
I wore green last weekend.
I wore green.
It's supposed to snow Friday.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes way.
It's spring. It can't snow.
It's supposed to snow tomorrow morning.
What's the percentage?
60.
Oh, my God. That's over.
High of 40, low of 25 tomorrow.
That's high up there, right?
It's over 50, but under 69.
Oh, my God.
Saturday's a high of 43, low of 26.
Oh, sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's the third time.
Hey, we're sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings.
You can't steal that from us.
I like this guy.
Oh, I want to be sponsored by State Farm, too. I like that guy.
I don't know.
Oh, the doggy.
So what game are we watching right now? Yale and LSU?
Yeah.
It's the only one on.
This is going to be nice. This will be so much easier to get through classes with basketball being on. Me and Ryan are betting on this game, and we're betting on another game at 3-something. I don't know. It's supposed to be during our class, so we can watch together. But we've been on this streak where we just pick random college basketball games, figure out the line, and we just pick a team for a dollar. It's a nice friendly competition and keeps us interested.
Ooh. All right.
If you want to gamble, I'll bet one against you. Whatever.
So it's me and you going head to head or something.
Yeah.
Like that?
You just pick a random game. You pick a team and
You guys are doing it for $1?
Yeah.
So I'd win $2?
No, I bet $1. You bet $1. You get my $1 if you win, and
so I gain a $1.
Yeah. But, if we do it over and over again, I could end up making some money off Ryan.
Once I get paid, I'd be down for, $10.
On a game? I would wait a little bit for that. Wait till, later on when they actually start mattering.
I know a bunch of my
more.
Friends back home, do, online betting.
Yeah.
And, bet, 50, 100 bucks on a game.
Yeah, no thanks. No thanks.
That kind of stuff isn't, I don't think it's, legal yet here, online.
I have no idea.
In the casinos, I think you can, but.
I mean, we have DraftKings, though.
It's, different, though. That's, fantasy.
I know that sort of thing is kind of, some of it's, is, some of it isn't.
Some of it's, not all legal yet, but some of it, I don't know.
It's.
Weird. Oh.
Oh. Wow. This is all we're gonna do.
Wait a minute.
We're just like,
good,
oh,
good offensive rebound. There.
So what else has been going on?
There's
how
nothing
was everyone's
going
week
on.
Going on? How was everyone's week?
There's nothing going on.
My week is actually like literally over after Wednesday.
Really?
Because I have the one class today, and I'm done Friday by noon. So yeah. Like.
I have an exam next week. Oh, that's big news. Don't have many of those very often.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a really boring time of the year, to be honest. Like, it's after, like, St. Paddy's Day, technically, because it was last weekend. It's after Valentine's Day. There's no big holidays coming up. It's kind of cold.
We got April Fool's Day.
You're a fool.
All right. I don't know.
Think, what else is there to do right now? What should we go do this weekend?
Taxes.
No, what?
Do our taxes. That's about it.
No.
That's coming up in 3 weeks.
Shut up, Ev.
So we got to do our taxes this weekend. They were bringing up Topgolf Tuesday, which I didn't mind, but I just wasn't motivated enough to really.
No. No one.
Apparently Tuesdays it's half off now. So
let's
go
paintballing.
Ooh.
When it's warm, yeah.
Yeah, when it's warm. It's too cold now, especially if you just have snow tomorrow or whatever.
You have a lot of gear on anyway. Like,
I have nothing.
Well, like old sweatpants,
yeah,
sweatshirt.
I know. I don't know.
It's scary.
I don't know. It's just something. I'd be down.
Smite?
I'm down.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of video games recently, which is nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
I think I'm going to binge Game of Thrones almost all weekend with Erin because she had a bunch of tests this week, so she couldn't watch much. But we're like halfway through season one. We're going to try and get through season two this weekend. So, if you don't
see me,
that's where I'll be.
Having a lot of Cokes and Sprites this weekend.
Yeah, I'm in the mood.
I'm in the mood.
I'm not in the mood for Jailhouse tonight. I'm not going to go.
Mood.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get more of these. I'm going to get the... Yeah.
The good.
Oh.
We're going to do that
I
this
do have
weekend.
Good news.
Ooh.
What? That scratch-off ticket I got last night, I won $2 and a $1 ticket.
Yo.
Big moves
there.
Profits. Big
moves there. $1 profit. I'll probably just buy two more $1 tickets.
Are we only for Romo's or Cav after this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once Sam gets back.
It's done at 1:45, I think, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to start early today because they have some event going on, so.
That's fine.
Ev's got big moves right now. He had a nice weekend. He had a fun weekend.
Yes,
what's the plan for this weekend? Who you got on the...
Who's on the line this
another
week?
Who's
one.
In the batting order
I
right
got
now?
Another one coming up.
Another one's coming up?
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
That's good, then.
Any big things about this girl? Is she an athlete, anything? Is she... Anything interesting?
You don't have to say a name, but like...
Yeah,
nothing
wait,
really interesting.
One interesting fact.
She's a senior.
Ooh! Okay.
Redhead?
No, not redhead.
No redhead.
Well, she's a senior this year, and then...
Ev's kind of in the redheads.
Yeah.
I
am, yes.
Yeah.
Mark it
guilty.
Down. Mark it down.
Ev's in the market.
She's doing the 5-year program, too. So she's going to be a
super
senior next year, yeah.
Oh.
A super senior.
It's everyone's dream. Ooh, we got more tours. We
got the tour going on.
Not only two.
I have a coat like that.
The blue, green one?
The blue one.
Oh, the blue one. The blue.
Yeah.
What was I going to say?
Yeah, I'm not feeling... Jailhouse tonight's, I feel like, going to be pretty light, so I'm definitely not going to go watch Game of Thrones instead.
I got less than a month.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, also, speaking of Jailhouse, next year's going to be rough for me because my Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I'll have an 8 and 9 a.m.
Well, sorry. You got to go. It doesn't matter.
So,
especially Ev, he's got to make up for
his lost
time.
I didn't even plan my schedule yet, so.
Well, I didn't plan it yet, but the class.
I'll do that next week. I'll be doing like maybe Sunday. I'll do it.
Yeah, the two classes I was looking at, it's like the only two times they have them. So it's at 8 is one class, 9 is the next
I think
one.
I'm going to try to take summer courses this summer, one or two.
I thought about it, but.
I'm going to do it, I think.
I don't need to, but would
I
kinda be
need
nice.
To. So.
I should look and see if there's anything online.
For what?
Any like business classes that are like online?
I'm just gonna. I think I'm gonna do like two.
I don't have any electives left because I'm using them all for the internship. I had to plan mine classes because I had to put them all Tuesday, Thursday, because of that internship. But you know, I'm excited. It's gonna be nice. I only probably have to work every other Friday, so every other Thursday at Jailhouse, I can. Have some Cokes and Sprites.
There it
with
is.
Everyone.
I really wanted to play some more Stump this weekend, but apparently the Stump.
Oh,
like,
the Stump.
I don't know what happened.
Up.
Is it really bad?
It's just from us hitting it, it's like all the wood's like breaking off the
side. That's
because
it's like
smaller.
A real small stump.
It's a small one.
Because
yeah,
like Stump stages last forever. You can do it. You
yeah.
Know.
It's a small one. It's not like It would help if it was higher up, too.
Yeah.
If I remember, I think I'm going home Sunday during the day. Try and grab a couple stumps or something. Because I know my dad has a bunch of logs.
Do it.
So I'll keep an eye out if I remember.
Yo, let's do it tomorrow. Let's make a road trip.
Brandon.
Brandon, I don't do anything else.
Why do you send a post to me and then you send a post to the group chat? What's the reason? You've done that like 3 times the past 2 days.
I don't know.
It's extra special.
Are you mad?
No, but it's just.
All right.
It means I get to see it twice, I guess.
All right. What's wrong with that?
Oh, okay. For this, nothing.
She's a UFC fighter.
All right, I'm just gonna hit that
nutty
follow button real quick.
Right?
Oh, but she's married though.
Yeah, she is. She's taken. She's off the market.
Rest in peace.
Who's her husband?
To another UFC.
Oh
fighter,
my god!
So he'll kill you.
Dead.
Look at the abs.
Yeah.
Oh, we did do something fun this week. I just remembered. In our first deck hockey game against 5-6.
Oh, yo. Yeah.
Killed it. We got
there.
Assistant coach Brandon Aylman.
Yep.
And superstar for 25 seconds, then lay down for 5 minutes, Brendan Hamilton. And Evan, what do you do?
I had quality time. I was a +2, one shot.
+2 with one shot.
You guys have a lot of guys on the team.
I know. That's what didn't help much either. Usually, like, last year we only had, like, 9.
Yeah, we had, like, even more on the team last semester,
but
like,
like,
no one would show up.
And now we had, like, what, 14 or 13?
If we had 2 equal lines, that'd be good. We had, like, too many people. But I was tired.
What do you have, like, 3 lines now?
We would have 14. So probably 3 forwards, 3 lines of forwards, and then
too many.
5 defense or something. But whatever it was, there's always one person who was odd out, and it was like they would have to, like, wait for one group to go out and then the second one. Then it'd be their turn. But it's kind of like when you do that rotation thing. Someone else has to sit out then and actually a little bit longer. It's just
no fun that way.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's better when you can all just go out together.
So.
Yeah. Well, it's good because, you know, you got tired and you went out.
I would take one, like, sprint down and be like, yes.
I need to bring Cokes and Sprites to the next game.
Me too. I messed up. Me and Packer bring a speaker too.
Speaker, cooler.
Yeah. We'll hook it up. When's the next game?
Next Monday at 6.
Ooh, not
this,
early
this Monday?
Like this coming Monday, yes. Okay. It's early. I'm kind of surprised.
That'd be good.
So we'll have to go to like our class, just go right home, and then go.
I can't have too many Cokes and Sprites. I got a test next Tuesday. I'll be too. I got to study. I can't be so sugared up.
Oh,
big move.
Oh, that was kind of nice.
Well, it's not good for Yale. It is the first half still, though, but LSU put up
done.
40 in the first
it's
half
done.
Almost.
They're down by 15.
Wonder how the other game's going. I don't know.
This game's over.
March Madness is like the thing I'm probably worst at because I don't know anything about any of the teams, but I get so excited.
Ooh.
Just because like
this is what everyone watches during the month of March.
Yeah, and like there's some people that actually like know these teams too, and like I just picked off the numbers and like you know looked at the stats a little like oh they only gave up. 65 points a game instead of 70 or something. Pick them.
That was a really good move.
You know, what happened to you not making your bracket? What had that?
Okay, so I reminded him like 3 times.
No, he did.
And
did
then
everyone else, did Trev make one?
Yes.
Yeah.
He did?
Yes. He was like one of the first ones.
I'm going to see if I can do it online.
It's too late. You can't get in now.
he said like at 11:30.
It's okay. I'm going to
make a bracket real quick. I send him the stuff. I'm like, all right, here, have fun. And I didn't get a Venmo notification for the cost or like I didn't see him on the list. It's like, well, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I agree. Yes.
You agree 100%? Oh, my God.
Wait, what? She's – you think she's hot? Is that what
yeah.
You
said?
Yeah.
She's always at Joe House.
Oh, yeah. She's always like doing stuff with
Kyle and
– yeah.
What? That group.
Oh. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
They're all there.
But, I don't know. I just didn't.
You're slacking.
I had no motivation to make one. I don't know.
If we're being honest, though, we didn't have as. We have nowhere near as many as we had. We probably have half.
What? Of
half
people who filled
people.
It out?
Yeah.
Like, who didn't fill it out?
Well, like, I think we had, like,
G-Law
T-Mills last year.
Okay,
even.
G-Law
Tanner's and his friends, they didn't want to. You didn't.
We had all a bunch of girls last year.
Did Ryan put one in?
Ryan did.
He did?
Because he had Duke, and he said
that
to
right,
you, and then you copied him.
Okay.
You didn't, no, you never emailed it to me.
I texted it to you.
During the computer?
Why would you check your email before your text?
No, I saw it on the text.
Just,
I don't know.
Oh boy.
Yeah. I don't know.
Brandon's slacking. I said, are you entering a bracket? 11:35.
I said yes every time.
I'm getting my laptop now to do it. Do you send me the link to my email? I texted it to
never
him.
Never did it.
I said, password is this. And then you said game. And I said, nutty. I figured that meant you did your bracket. But you meant like, no, let's play a game. Like, oh, no, I can't.
The night it came out, I was hanging out with Erin. And she always falls asleep before I do. So I was just sitting up on my phone. I was like, yeah, we'll make it right now. And I grinded it out. And I've only made a couple little changes since because I was watching some Barstool stuff, and Portnoy made a couple comments about certain teams. And
Portnoy was at like a restaurant, a pizza place that was like where
I
go
it was
to.
Massapequa, right?
Yeah, I go there all the time.
I was like, where did I hear that? And I was like, right by your house.
Those two that he did there, he did two there, right?
Yeah, Neapolitan one and some other one.
Apparently they aren't that great.
Yeah.
What do you think?
The Neapolitan one I don't really go to. I've been to that Mario's one like once or twice. It's okay. That's like the town over, so I don't go to that one like really ever, but I've been there like once or twice. I know the area.
Yeah. That's cool though. He's never done one in Pittsburgh.
He's there because he was there for the Islanders game.
Islanders Brewing. Yeah. Ooh.
And Frankie has like a restaurant.
Oh yeet.
Yeeted that.
Wow. So halftime. And you know, the great thing about these first few days, there's always a game going on.
Oh, yeah.
Minnesota's up. Me and Ev both have Louisville in the Elite Eight.
Does Sam have Minnesota winning?
He better.
He probably has them in, like, the Final Four.
No, he hasn't won the whole thing.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Like, what's good in Minnesota?
Nothing.
The cold.
It's always cold.
Whatever, makes him happy.
Minnesota.
I think all he ever talks about.
I don't know why.
Yeah, it's quiet without Sam here. He's really loud sometimes.
It's all right. I don't know. But he's at class right now, so he's done at 145.
We got moved up this week. What is the event that's in here in two? Do you know?
It's like bringing the blues to RMU. They did it last year. Like some band came in and they performed like in there. Which was really cool, and then they did like a podcast show in here, so I guess they're doing it again, and they scheduled that too.
Nice.
So Malik told me a couple days ago that if we can do that one.
Good thing I texted the group message because didn't seem like you were telling anyone. I remember today.
Oh man.
I mean, I would have been here anyways. I've been like, oh, I guess we got to do this now.
Yeah.
I think I reminded you too.
I knew about it, I just never texted it. I would put that aside too.
But you hate to see it.
You hate to see that. We doing Trev's house tomorrow then?
Probably.
Yeah. All
right.
Go back to our usual Friday Trev's, Saturday ours. Maybe hit up the seashell.
Ooh.
Hit the shell up.
Oh. Yeah. What do we got online for the commercial break? What kind of music we feeling? I saw you got something queued up, but
I had queued up Carry On Wayward Son. Good song.
All right.
Right?
All right. Are we hearing it? Is this our...
We're going on it now.
We're going? There'll be peace
when you are gone. I forgot about this.
I was listening to your Teenage Dream playlist last night. I was playing Rocket League. It was nice.
Right?
I gotta like... You gotta resend me your playlist. All right, I don't think they update or anything, so no. I want all the new stuff.
Ev,
calm down. Oh, I was gonna read it aloud, but what? Good thing I didn't.
You can't. That's why it's just. That's why I just screamed.
Evan, that kind of stuff, it's not for your eyes. You're too young.
How can you help?
Where was that on? Like Twitter?
Twitter.
Gross.
All right. Minnesota's winning right now.
Yeah, big time, kind of. By a little. I don't know. Louisville comeback. It's happening. That's going to be so sad. First game, one of my Elite Eight teams out.
You hate to see that.
Yeah, for me, it's all about the winner, though, because I have Kentucky. No one else has Kentucky. Because if Duke Duke goes out.
I mean, if we're being honest too, though, I'm sure one of the other, like someone else's Elite Eight team is going to lose, like.
Yeah, because
it's because you never. There's no way you're gonna get all. Because
both of us, this was like our like kind of like a random team, I bet. Because like everyone's got the ones. Most people have the twos and the threes, and well, we just seven.
I only picked them because they beat Michigan State before. Yeah. I figure they can get past this and then win against Michigan State.
I just pick random teams. What's this? Aw, this is a new Spider-Man thing, right? Yeah. I wanted to...
See this, right?
Yeah.
I heard it was really good.
I'm interested about this whole new Spider-Man. Especially after I played the video game. He's in it. Kind of. He's not, like, Spider-Man yet in it, but, like, it's kind of like a story of how
Did you play the new game?
Yeah.
You have it?
Yeah, you want to play it? I'll give you the disc.
Oh, you have the disc for it?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, I'm kind of down.
Yeah, because I definitely won't play it again for a while. So...
I have a good variety of the games right now. I got Smite, Battlefield, Apex, and The Division.
Apex.
I'm good. And I have COD Remastered if anyone wants to play that.
Me, G-Law, G-Mo playing that a decent bit.
Ooh.
I have a good variety.
You want to break it?
All right, let's go to break.
Cool.
I'm going to leave you with Sunflower.
brush it off, but it keep on going. Covered in scars and I can't help showing. Whipping in the phone and the tears keep rolling. Welcome back to the A3 Podcast. This is Brendan Hamilton, and I'll be taking over the lead here because I got an interesting thing to talk about. Not many people have heard of it probably, but this Twitter account and partial media. It's kind of like one of those mess around media places called Sports Pickle. So they just tweet funny things about things that may or may not have actually happened just to kind of get attention. But they do this bracket every year during March Madness called the Bracket of Completely Random Things. And it's just Twitter polls after Twitter polls of completely random things. And they do a full 64 team, I guess, bracket. And they come down to a winner every year. And they've been doing it since 2014, actually, which is kind of surprising. And we'll go through a few that they have up because they actually just started putting them up, which is the only reason I thought about this. But, so, in 2018, the winner was finding the remote over using Jive turkeys. 2017, sundresses beat inheriting money in the championship. 2016, the nickname Chief beat Wiffle Ball to win it. 2015, Freedom over hand jobs in the championship. And 2014, former President James K. Polk beat MILFs.
Oh my God.
In the first ever bracket of completely random things. So let me go up here and find you. All right, so we got our first. This is a 1 seed versus 16 seeds in the mulch region. This is the first region they're putting up, mulch.
Let's hear it.
So well, this is Clydesdale's 1 seed versus 16 seed Perms. What are we voting on here?
I don't even know what either of those things are.
A Clyde is a type of horse, and a perm is a hairstyle.
I'm going with the perm.
Perm? What do you think, Gav?
Perm.
I was thinking perm as well.
We're going perm.
We got
perm.
Clydesdales are up 76% right now. Unfortunate to see, but, you know, could have a comeback. Oh, and sometimes they'll have, like, whenever it's tied 50-50, they'll have, like, a quick, like, 15-minute poll.
Just is see. The perm like an afro?
Yeah, like it gets really curly.
Kinda.
We're going with the perm.
I click perm, so yeah. Oh, so then we got an 8 seed versus a 9 seed. We got Toddlers at 8 and Ruth Bader Ginsburg at 9.
What?
I don't know who that is, so I'm going to go with the second
oh,
one.
It,
I'm going with that too.
Some of them have, oh, it does have the definitions right here. I'll tell you.
The definitions.
Toddlers are children between 1 and 2.5 years old.
No, I hate
Ruth
that.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg is a Supreme Court justice.
We're going with the Supreme
yeah,
Court.
Yeah, I had no
justice.
Idea that was a Supreme.
Babies are annoying at that age. I don't want to deal with that. You feel me?
You feel?
So, we got number 5, Red Jolly Ranchers. They are the red Jolly. They are the Jolly Rancher candies that are
oh,
red.
So good.
And at number 12, we have foreplay, physical acts leading up to intercourse.
I'm going
Red Jolly Rancher.
No, I'm like, going with foreplay.
We picked every lower seed at this point.
So yeah, what?
I'm going with Red Jolly Ranchers. Right, I think Red Jolly Ranchers is much more random than foreplay.
I prefer Blue Jolly Ranchers.
Because they said red. If they it's just right. said Jolly Rancher, I'd be like, whatever.
It's okay,
red,
Brandon.
The red one.
Foreplay is up 65%.
Well, because of that. That's why.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be up?
Foreplay will probably end up going pretty deep. Wow. I didn't mean that.
Whoa.
So that's actually all they have up right now. But if you anyone who's listening, go follow Sports Pickle. They'll be doing this over the next, I don't even know how
wait,
long.
Wait, that's it?
That's all they have up right now. That's,
what the?
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That was fun
but
for a second.
Yeah, I think it was 12 minutes ago they just posted that one, and it was an hour ago they posted the Toddlers and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So it's all like, right. I guess only one like an hour, maybe? I don't know. But I think it's just a funny thing to go through and look at. I'll be doing that for the next little while they're doing
I
it.
I follow Sports Pickle. Is that on Twitter?
Yeah.
Pretty sure I follow them. Shout out Sports Pickle.
Yeah. Honestly,
follow
Sports
the
Pickle,
A3 Podcast on the Twitter.
Sports Pickle is one of the funnier like sports media that's it's pretty much fake news. But
oh yeah, I do follow them.
You know. And they're entertaining. They
oh,
really
I see what you're looking
funny
at,
stuff.
Yeah. I'm going foreplay. Oh, it is up 65%. Bader Ginsburg.
I only know her because my parents actually, their like friend group did like this like
Deadpool thing, which I'm sure you've seen the movie, but do you actually know what, like, a Deadpool is?
No.
It's like where you, like, almost bet on, like, who's gonna die.
All right.
So, like, my parents did, like, a Deadpool for, like, all these, like, famous people or whatever. They could pick, like, anyone, I guess.
Yeah.
And you got certain points for, like, how old they were and, like, if it would actually happen. I know her because that was, like, the first person my mom picked for some reason. I guess she's kind of old or... I don't know. But... yeah, that's how I know her. Fun stuff. I'm kind of mad that they don't have these all, like, written up already. Don't, like, fire them off every minute.
Hi.
Yeah, there's no redheads.
So?
I just see, like, a bunch of, like, that type of stuff, like, with, like, brackets and stuff like that, like, of all different type things that's going on right now.
I saw one for a bracket involving cereals.
Yeah?
Number one seed was Lucky Charms.
It's just bracket season.
Lucky Charms, ew.
Number eight was Wheaties. Reese's Puff was nowhere to be found.
I don't like Reese's Puffs.
You don't?
No.
What?
We should make a bracket of some random thing.
We should do that.
Like, people on campus?
My favorite cereal, I would say...
Reese's Puffs.
It's between Captain Crunch and Frosted
Flakes.
Oh,
I think Captain Crunch was a two seed in that bracket. So,
I like wait, Frosted like, Flakes,
the normal
too.
Captain Crunch, like the one with the berries in
it? Nah, the normal one.
Okay.
I don't mess with like the berries. And
what about that. The peanut butter one?
No, I don't like peanut butter one. What about the peanut butter one? No. What am I listening to?
This has been on the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
You're still the music.
Look, he's here.
What? No.
Mr.
No.
King no, is here. Let him in.
Oh. Sports Pickle also does this thing called a fail bracket on ESPN where you try and get the least amount of points possible.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan did it again this year. I did it with Ryan last year. And, of course, everyone was kind of screwed because Virginia lost. So I like, ruined everyone ever's fail bracket.
There's still 12 minutes left. Exactly.
How far you got them going? Left.
Hate to see it.
But I never run away. Because it's Minnesota, you know?
You're going to have 0 points in that bracket.
You have family in Minnesota? Okay.
My big team to go deep? Buffalo. They are like a 6 seed, so it's all right. But
Buffalo?
Almost went to UB.
My friend is at UB.
We making a trip up there?
I'd be down.
To where?
UB.
UB.
Once you turn 21, I'd totally make a trip.
When I'm 21, I'll hit him up.
I'll meet you there.
All right. All right.
I drive to Buffalo's easy.
How far is that? Like
4.
4 hours?
Under 4 from here.
Hey, listen, after the 16-hour drive, whatever.
Literally, yeah. A 6-hour drive sounds like nothing.
Why are you not on the mic?
What?
Why are you not on the mic? Why is it off? It's not off.
No, it's
not
been off the entire time.
You're just sitting in the corner.
I got yours on.
Hey, everybody. I had class. We got out early.
You still have the music on.
Yeah, I know.
I watched basketball the entire class. I did nothing.
This is what everyone does for the month of March. Basketball.
I had someone, the person that behind me was like, over a little bit.
I can't see.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be like everyone in every class.
Alright.
And then every girl is just gonna be like, why are they all watching this?
I don't get it.
Yo, did you see Bailey's story of like the entire sheet of like all those numbers and shit from March Madness?
No.
Yeah, it was all a bunch of percentages.
I saw and I looked at them like,
do I have Bailey on Snapchat? I don't even know.
Yeah, she's the only girl in our bracket thing. Yeah, did you know Brandon didn't get his bracket in on time?
He didn't make one.
That's all right.
Yo. He was going to make it right now. And we're like, that's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
LSU donking on Yale.
Donking.
45-29 right now.
I hate to see it.
Does anyone have the New Mexico upset?
No.
No.
What? Over who?
No,
what? I mean, no this, way.
How much time's left? Like.
Oh, it's a while. I'm just saying. Like,
yeah, it's been like 5 minutes probably.
You're right. I can pull up pull it up where it's like I can click on everybody, like every game.
I'm excited for Romo's or Calf.
We want to do Romo's or Calf.
Let's do Romo's.
Romo's. I'm going for a Parm then. Why back?
I'm just going to get a sandwich to go on.
I just had lunch, but I'll definitely eat again.
I just had lunch, so I'm like,
I've been eating so much.
You mean?
I'm gonna feast.
Do you want to do calf then, or you
wait? So you guys are not going then?
All right, fine. I'll just fucking. I'll eat. I'll get a meatball sub.
Okay.
Language.
You gotta put that in the swear pig now.
Oh, there is a.
There's a swear
you didn't know
pig.
That?
No, I've not seen that.
Oh my god.
There's some coins in there. Throw one in there.
Those are my coins.
Why did you guys eat already?
Yeah, I grubbed for lunch, but I don't care. I'll eat again.
Yeah.
What'd you guys have?
I just have grilled chicken.
I have my leftover pocket dogs and some of my chicken fried rice.
I woke up at noon.
Ev had breakfast. Did you even eat yet today?
No.
Oh.
Every single person except Ryan has, and Ryan and Pat have Auburn winning. They're the only people that have.
They have Auburn winning the entire thing?
No, the game.
Oh, okay.
Then like, they're the only two that have Auburn losing in the first round.
Yeah. So, like, Louisville, Minnesota, everyone has Louisville winning except me, Skyler, I think that's Garrett, the Mel Gibson thing, that's Garrett, yeah, and then Pat. And if, like, let's say they lose, it looks like Brendan and Evan, both of you guys, lose
well,
a lot because
we said that, but we thought to ourselves, everyone else is going to lose an Elite Eight team at some point. It doesn't even matter.
No,
that was matter. Like that was like both of our kind of low teams to get in there.
Yeah, but I just threw one in there.
Other than that, I have them and I have Buffalo, and everyone else is either 1, 2, or 3. Which
Elite Eight, the lowest team I have.
Oh, I know, and I have FSU, which they're really good, though.
Yeah. Because I didn't want to just do 1 and 2s or whatever. That never happens. Never.
I have FSU Kentucky final.
I have Florida State losing to Murray. I have Murray like making a run.
They're pretty good, I heard.
Yeah.
Ja Morant
is the best.
Ja Morant.
Ja Mormont.
John Mormon.
John Mormont.
I just finished season 4.
Why are you going? Oh, for McKenzie? I thought you, like, watched all that already.
No.
Oh.
She's at season 7. I'm on season 4. Ryan's who knows where Ryan is.
Ryan's probably done already.
Ryan's addicted.
Ryan's addicted. It's crack.
Ryan's actually addicted.
Him and I were talking about it the other day, and I said, yeah, I could watch, like, an episode or two and be fine. He's like, you don't want to watch any more? One time, like, no. I get burnt out really quickly with that stuff. Because they're an hour long. That's like
they can't focus on anything.
The only time I can watch more than one if it's like when it gets really good, like season 6 and season 7.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I understand you.
That's when we watched it together. After like 2, I was like, all right, I don't have enough. Like, I can't. After that, like it's been 2 hours. I'm done.
No, Ryan and Lindsay watched like 6.
They watched like 5 or something like that Saturday.
Damn.
Like, oh my god.
And he said that's all they did that day. I was like, I don't want to do that. Not at all.
I play video games for a whole day.
Yeah, I play PlayStation, but like,
I could do it.
I can stop at any time. Ryan can't stop at any time.
No one bothered me.
Something has to come in his way for him to stop. Like, I don't know. He has to go to the bathroom or something. Even then, he probably might just go in his pants.
Or in a bottle. Yo. Yeah, Sean Kingston on right now. You guys still go at like 5 o'clock or 6?
No.
I tried that with them.
I may have been up at 7:30, but that's because I woke up and I just went back to sleep.
4 nights in a row, I've woken up at 3:30.
I don't know what it is, but like every most nights I wake up like in the middle of the night for no reason or like early in the morning and then I'm like, why am I
woke up at 3:30 and then though it is the best feeling in the world when you wake up like 3 hours before your alarm and you think, I still have time to sleep.
It's also like I only have 3 hours to get up again.
No, I don't. You see, you're a pessimist. I'm an optimist.
No, I'm a realist. I'm like, I gotta get up.
It's hotter, girls, but she's
it's both.
No one likes you.
And so
that's a realist. That's both. Oh my god.
Yeah, after Minnesota, I have them winning and then getting crushed by Michigan.
Yeah.
That's why I have winning the whole thing. So
if you have Michigan winning the entire thing?
Michigan State, yeah, I have them
Brandon, the if we're being honest...
We already said she's hot.
Okay.
We're already ahead of you.
What if, no. What about him, though?
Him, if we're being completely honest, if I was
at him.
If I was a female, goddamn.
Who said anything about being a
female? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Em.
Just like that video in the airplane bathroom.
Oh.
Oh, my God. If we're being completely honest. Oh, my God. Are in the bathroom there.
Who knows?
It was so funny when we were talking about it. Like, just like, all of us were drooling, and Jocelyn was across the table. I don't know.
She didn't say anything.
Yeah, you and I were talking.
I was like, oh my God, I would totally. And she's right across.
And you're just like, if we're being completely honest, yeah, I would. And I'm just thinking to myself, she's right here. Like, I was like, whatever, it's not my problem.
I said it, but I'm like, you know what? I already went too far. We're just gonna keep talking about it.
Yeah, once you step over the line, you might as well dive.
Dive in.
I already jumped in. I can't
you're
get out.
Swimming right now.
I'm swimming. Oh my God. Knock on wood.
How old do you think Carly Rae Jepsen is right now?
25.
33.
Oh my.
She's 33.
So she was like 26 or 27 in that video. That was a while ago.
This song came out.
This like song came out in 2012.
Yeah, 8th grade.
Yo, you remember the Friday song?
7th grade.
That was 7th grade.
Friday? What's Friday?
It's Friday. Friday.
We don't need to.
I don't want that.
Yeah, that one.
We don't want it on. We don't want it on.
I want this one on. It's hard to look right at your... You know this one.
Oh my God.
Oh. Yeah, once it's spelled...
I can't say
it. You just have to wait for it.
Alright.
This was a big summer song when it came out. I remember going to the beach to this song
just
back
like,
on Long Island.
This was like back in like sophomore year, so.
This came out in 2015.
Oh my God.
The trumpet.
Never heard of this guy after this song.
Wait.
What?
What?
Oh my God.
Ev's whispering now.
Ev's whispering.
I mean, I guess
look
I could.
At the hair.
You're not going to share with our viewers?
Well, no, but I never saw him before this. So I figured. Okay. No idea.
Yo, so remember how I didn't go to that debate last night?
Yeah.
Well, I was talking to two girls who sit behind me in the class, and they were talking about how pissed they were that we had to go this. I just turned around and said, I'm not even going. Like, I'm just going home right now. The two of them tracked me down on Instagram. I've never told them my name before. I've never spoken in class. Tracked me down just so they could text me and say, hey, yeah, our professor fell asleep in the front row of the debate, and I laughed so hard. I would have been pissed if I were.
What's their names?
Yeah. Wait.
Because they obviously wanted Sam King.
I mean, the ones texting me right now.
Wow. I wish it was that easy.
I mean, kind of could be.
Instagram at him.
I mean,
she's a freshman.
Yeah, she's a freshman.
So what?
I just realized I follow over 1,000 people on Instagram. I didn't realize it was that many.
Let me see my iFollow. It's not 1,000. There's no way.
I follow 483.
Yeah.
577.
How many people follow you?
207.
443.
752.
I follow 601 and I have 543 followers.
I think a lot.
I'm the only one positive here.
I think a lot of things.
I couldn't care less having a
positive. I don't know.
I'm positive. I don't know. It's completely pointless. But
Twitter. I remember you cared about like freshman year when you followed everybody on my followers and I'm following.
Yeah, I was bored.
Twitter, I have, like, barely any followers.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Twitter's, like, just is for you guys, memes.
For memes.
Twitter,
we're just talking about the sports pickle fail, or not the fail, but with fail bracket and the bracket of random things. That's coming out. It just started. There was only like 3 when I last looked, but...
Where is that at?
It's sports pickle. You want to follow sports pickle?
No. Should I follow them?
Me and Ryan sent it in, our group a lot.
I don't go on the group chat a lot because Evan just spams it.
It's good stuff though.
I don't see you contributing.
Ryan
so don't
said
complain.
The perfect bracket was fun while it lasted. Wait, what are you talking about in the Twitter one?
Sports pickle, you said?
Yeah.
Oh. Alright, here, I'm following now. Bracket of complete random things.
If you would just skip
red
class.
Jelly. Oh.
We said everything already on there, by the
I'm
way.
I'm gonna vote right now. Ruth Bader Ginsburg Tyler's, obviously.
Do you know who Ruth Bader Ginsburg
is? Yeah, she's the justice.
Neither of them knew.
You didn't know that? Yeah, no. She's the Supreme Court justice. She's the first female.
I would have figured she was some like female figure from like 1920.
I mean, honestly,
and
with the first name Ruth, he's not wrong.
And they put her full name. Usually that means just something important.
Did you look up a picture of her?
Why would I?
She's just look up a picture of her.
Ev, look it up.
Look it up. She's this shriveled, frail, little tiny woman that you could you could pinch, honestly.
She's born 1933. She's 86.
Look at her.
Look at her hands. I could snap those with my fingers.
Ev, that's mean.
She's a very educated woman, and she fought for female rights.
Good
for her. They just made a movie about her.
Yeah, I'm not going to see that.
I don't want to see that either. I don't have any intent to see that. I want to see that new Seth Rogen movie when it comes out.
Which one?
Didn't I make you guys watch the trailer?
No.
No. It was at our house. Watch the trailer for Good Boys. It's Seth Rogen's, like, he's, like, producing it.
Don't play it here.
Don't play it here.
You can't whatsoever.
It's so funny, though. I'm so
Who's in it? Is James Franco in it?
No.
Is anyone in it?
It's only kids.
It's about three middle school boys who just basically get into a lot of trouble with some bad stuff.
Brandon, you're not watching it now.
Brandon, I would not know. Don't watch it.
Why? I got it muted.
Okay, as long as it's muted.
I know what I'm doing.
All right. I'm just,
then how are you going to hear it? Now we're just watching Seth
There's
Rogen
no point
speak.
Of watching it.
Fine.
Listen.
You're stupid.
I don't know how it's allowed. I'll just say that.
I don't know how it's allowed.
I love Seth Rogen.
It's so funny. It's so funny.
Yeah. I just don't know how that's allowed.
Did you see the other trailer that came out? Stranger Things Season 3?
That's right. Yeah, they did come out. I'm excited.
I like that show.
What?
I know Brandon likes that show. I'm like, it's weird that they're teenagers now.
Yo.
They like hit puberty.
Hit
like,
I never
like,
got
a year.
So I never
fast.
Got into that.
And why did they all hit it at the same
they
time?
Hit it so fast. What? Like the L looks like she's 18.
Yo. She was 18. What?
Oh my god.
What?
Garrett, get out of here.
No.
No, listen. But that looked good. I just don't understand, though.
The show.
How is there a Demogorgon every time? It's like
listen,
the monster.
They're making money.
They're making money, but they destroy it. But then how does another one come back every time?
I don't know. So far, I thought it's made
it.
Sense.
The same
so
way mommy and daddy make kids.
I'm going to be honest. I have no idea what any of you are talking
about. Oh, my
gosh.
She's 15.
No clue.
Oh, my God.
Oh my god.
Brandon! Get off the site!
Come on.
Bad.
It's like that rapper that we were. What's her name?
Bad Baby.
The Catch Me Outside Girl.
She's like 16, right? What
she's
is
15.
She?
She's 15.
Oh my god.
Okay,
oh, wow.
I think we're done.
What
I think we're done.
Doing?
I think we're done.
They're gonna kick us out. It's one.
Alright, what song are we going out with? It's actually 2 o'clock.
Oh my god,
it is 2 o'clock.
Yo, Minnesota's up 64-50.
We're going heavy.
Good. Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Get it right. Donkey on Yale.
Do the roar. Whoever picked Yale, dumb.
I don't think anybody picked Yale here.
I mean, like, in the bracket. I get what you're trying to do.
I picked Yale plus 7.
Yeah, you. That's why I didn't do those bets. Cause
did you actually bet on some of the games?
Me and Ryan do against each other.
He bet like $1.
Just for like fun. Right.
But like still, I was like, Yellow Shoes is going to
like
the
me
bet.
And Ryan are even right now on 4 bets.
In our bracket, not one person picked Yale.
Ryan likes this song.
I slightly considered it, but I was like, there's no way.
No.
All right. Yeah. Sign us off, Brandon. After a little more of this.
Look at this wave. Look how loud we were.
Look at that.
That was you.
That was...
him and I just screaming at each other.
This is like when we went to commercial.
Yes.
Oh, so that, quiet.
That one in the middle is, on the far right is just like maxed out. That one.
Hey, it's a good podcast.
It looks nice. The
it's colorful, right? Nice.
You're an earthquake.
Alright. I think that concludes another episode of the A3 Podcast. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at the A3 Podcast. And follow the rest of us as well. You might as well. We're all following it, so, you know.
Look
talk
us
to
up.
Us. Communicate. We'll be back on to our normal time on Twitter. I mean, for the show on Thursday at 2.
Yeah.
And, yeah, have a good weekend. We'll see you next week.